Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrefil ebiye vel mürselin. Muhammedun Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve aleyhi ve sellem. Teslimen kathiren kathiren. Fema ba'du. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, ve tevakkal ala Allah ve kafa billahi vakile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and have tawakkul on Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best person to take care of your affairs, is the best wakil, is the best intercessor, is the best one to take care of your affairs. Now what is tawakkul? Tawakkul is incidentally reliance on Allah. Now, if you look at it, everybody relies on Allah. Whether they accept it or they don't accept it. Even the thief while stealing is relying on Allah, that he doesn't get caught. So even if somebody is doing something wrong, they are still relying on Allah, even though their action is an action that displeases Allah, doesn't please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't mean these kinds of things. This is a default thing which for everyone it is there. When we say tawakkul, we mean tawakkul as in Islam, which is an outcome of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two requirements of tawakkul as it is prescribed in Islam, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is important, first of all, to focus on and think about and reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and majesty and His qualities which He described for us in the Quran. To look around us, these are the ayat of the Quran, to read them, reflect on them. Then to look around us at the other ayat of Allah, which is the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation, and to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His signs. This is the part of knowing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes out of reflecting on and being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings on us. I always remember this statement which was made by one of my very dear friends and students, Mudassir Nasiruddin, who said one day, he said, what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that tomorrow you will wake up only with the things that you thanked me for today? Allah does not do this. In His infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give even to the one who denies Him. But supposing, so that we have some understanding and appreciation for what Allah has given. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed and said, only those things which you thank me for, you will have on a daily basis. So every day, what you thanked me for today, you will have tomorrow. Anything you did not thank me for today, tomorrow you will not have. Supposing this was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not a living human being on this earth who would not suffer some grievous loss. Did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our eyesight today? We didn't. So tomorrow you will be blind. Did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our digestion? And tomorrow we will have a problem with that. Now think about, this is a simple thing. I'm not even talking about, your material things. I'm saying even internally in ourselves, so also with our families and so on and so on. If we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we appreciate what we have. So to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two requirements of tawakkul, knowing Allah and loving Allah. To know Allah, we must look at and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His signs. And to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must thank Him so that we are grateful for His mercy and for His blessings. Individually, specifically, we should sit down and thank, make a list of things. And as I said, if you have any confusion about that, just think about anything that you have and say, what if I didn't have this? What if I lost it today? Would I feel that loss? That is the level to which we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minimum. When these two things are there, the outcome of this is reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This reliance comes out of, see, reliance of, on anybody, whether it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or any of our, you know, human agents, reliance or trust is an outcome of a track record. You cannot trust somebody who has been, you know, unworthy of trust, who has deceived you or who has lied or who told you they will do something and they didn't do it. You can't trust people like that. It's not possible to trust somebody who is not good for his word. When you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings, you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has consistently given you and me what He promised to give. So this track record, so to speak, I mean, we don't use these terms for Allah, I'm just explaining so that we understand what it is. This track record of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds trust. And that is why it is important to work on the heart. Because both of these, the knowledge of Allah and love of Allah, are placed and they reside in the heart. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly, only those are believers who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, their hearts shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah. And when they see the ayat of Allah, when they hear the ayat of Allah, when they recite the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran, the ayat in the Quran, as well as the signs of Allah around us. When they see these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, their iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And the result of these two things, the result of a condition of the heart, where the heart is responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that they have tawakkul on Allah. So what is tawakkul? Tawakkul is complete and total reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything we need. Now, there are two aspects to this tawakkul. One is that we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success in what we do, which automatically means that what we do must be in keeping with the will and the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though I said that everyone has tawakkul, including the thief, I mean, obviously we are not promoting thievery. So for a Muslim to do something wrong and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give success in that, this is utterly shameful. So there is no question of that. The point is that when you are relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the action itself should be an action that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I stand in salah, I want my salah to improve, I want khushu in my salah, I have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve my salah, so I stand with this niyyah. This is what we should do. This is, I'm giving the example of salah because that's the best of the deeds. Similarly, I'm doing a business and I want this business to succeed, I have tawakkul on Allah, but what must I do? I must ensure that my business is in accordance with the Sharia. There must not be anything in the business which is haram. So I do my business like this, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me success. The last aspect of rida, of tawakkul, is rida bil qada, is the being pleased with, not only accepting, being pleased with the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to remember that when we say tawakkul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not subject to us. So if you say, well, no, I am doing this work, Allah give me success, you are not ordering Allah to do it. You are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you success in what you are doing. So it's not a question of Allah is not your tawe or something. It's, you know, I did this and Allah did not give me. No. So therefore, for the Muslim, the outcome of his effort, and this is also from tawakkul, the outcome of the effort, he understands that this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave him limited choice to make the effort, but the outcome is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he stands, he makes full effort, and then he makes dua. He stands in salah and he makes dua. The finest example of tawakkul is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Badr, where after making all the preparations and effort, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in salah and he made dua. So this and this is what Allah also said, ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. So O you who believe, take the help of sabr, which is effort, full effort, was salah, which is dua, and which is salah and dua. So the issue of leaving the outcome, when we say we leave the outcome to Allah, the outcome is with Allah anyway, whether you leave it or not is immaterial, only Allah will do it. But leaving means that from your heart you are content with the qadr of Allah. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. He said, all praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever condition. Meaning that I am making effort, number one, I have made the full effort that I need to make. The thing on which I am making an effort is something which is halal, which is permissible, which is good. I have full faith and reliance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will give me success. But if I do not get success, I am not hurt by this. If I do not get success, I am not disappointed, I am not depressed, I am not, despairing. No. It's Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Even though I had made all effort, even though what I wanted to do was good, yet I did not succeed, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The best example of that is the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's journey to Taif. On the face of it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went with an intention. Alhamdulillah, intention was good. The best of intentions, because he went to do da'wah. He made full effort. He went himself, he didn't even send somebody else. Yet on the face of it, did that mission succeed? No. It did not succeed, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went with a particular intention. That intention didn't happen. He was repelled, he was rejected, he was hurt in the process, physically assaulted, attacked. Then what was his state when he made dua at the end of that? He didn't complain to Allah. He didn't say, oh Allah, what is this? I went for something you didn't give me. No. What did he say? He said, I will work hatta tarda, until you are pleased. He didn't say until I am successful. He didn't say until the end of my life. No, he said until you are pleased. Until you are pleased. This is the example of tawakkul. If you look at the lives of every Nabi, there are any number of examples of tawakkul. Take Musa alayhi salam, take Ibrahim alayhi salam, take Noah alayhi salam, it's all tawakkul. The point is that when we are looking at the seerah, we look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sign of tawakkul is this, is rida bil khata. Alhamdulillah rabbil alayhi. There should not be, not only should there not be any word of discontent on our tongue, we should not even feel discontent in the heart. We say, Alhamdulillah, ya ala kulli hal, Alhamdulillah. I wanted to do this, it did not happen, Alhamdulillah. This is, it's easy to say all this. It's very difficult to do it. But that is where the pleasure of Allah comes. That is where the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. So nobody said it's easy, but this is what we need to do. I mean, I am only explaining the framework of this to the best of my ability. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to achieve this. I ask Allah to be pleased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support us and help us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him, and to make us among the mutawakkilun, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that 70,000 people will enter Jannah without hisab. They asked Him, Ya Rasulullah, who are they? He said, these are the mutawakkilun. These are the people who will have tawakkul on Allah. They asked Him, He said, give us a sign. What is the sign of tawakkul on Allah? He said, these are people who will not use amulets, tawis, and any kind of, things like this. He said, these are people who will not use any of these things. We ask Allah to make us among them, among the people who are muwahideen, and among the people who are mutawakkilin. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ